We're back for another episode of Reality Mums. How are you going today, Rochelle?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. My kids are Fri-yay people, so I'm a Fri-yay person. You've had a big week. You finally found a house. Yay.
I have a house. So the under contract sticker went on today. It's all done. So I feel much relieved.
Oh, that is so good. So happy for you because that is a lot of stress.
Yeah. Now the next thing is our settlement dates are on the same day, which works bank wise, but I don't know how that works physically.
Yeah, kind of doesn't really work. It's almost like you need to move everything out the day before. Oh, I don't even want to think about the logistics of what you have to do that. I think you need to do some negotiation there. You need a little gap.
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on from house chat to Met Gala chat. So we had Met Gala this week, which is normally just super exciting. Love a bit of drama with the clothes and the guests and everything. But the theme this year was very, I think, very restrictive in terms of what you could then do to interpret that. There were a few people that turned up that, you know, they used their creative license and it was great. But overall, a lot of black, a lot of grey, everything tailored. And I get it because that was the theme.
I thought the theme was Ozempic.
Oh, really? I didn't notice anybody's bodies.
I noticed that a lot of people are looking a lot slimmer than normal.
Yeah.
People who were, you know, and I understand each to their own, but I did notice there was a lot of people who normally, yeah, they're slimmer than normal. I thought the theme was a bit boring. It looked like everybody was going to work. Like Anne Hathaway had a white shirt on with a long skirt, looked beautiful. But it looked like almost like she was off to a corporate meeting.
Yeah.
The ones I've got notes on, Diana Ross was Diana Rossi. Didn't love the outfit, but she's Diana Ross, so she's forgiven. Sabrina Carpenter with the no pants. I feel like she's always got no pants on.
Yeah, it's becoming her thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so it wasn't a surprise. Jenny from Blackpink, she was in a Chanel outfit and I think that she looked amazing. It was black, it was plain, but I thought she looked really effortless. Same with Doechii, but I thought that Kim Kardashian looked like she was trying really hard and she needs to calm down a bit with the, I don't know, it just looks
the
like
silhouette. It's the silhouette. She's always inserting the silhouette of her into the theme and at some point I just want to see her lose that silhouette. I just want to see something on her that's not hugging her in all the right places. I was not a fan of this look.
Yeah. I heard a lot of people on the red carpet saying, I can't sit down. Obviously, they've got corseted sort of dresses, but they still didn't look like they were completely uncomfortable. One of Kim Kardashian's nails flew off on the carpet. She's pulling at it the whole time because she's just sort of stuck into it. It just didn't look effortless to me, and I really like an effortless look with fashion. High fashion's fine, but it needs to look like you're just doing it, whereas she looked like she was really trying.
I feel like the theme that they went with this year would have been a phenomenal Vogue spread. Like if you styled a photo shoot around that theme, that would have been perfect. But for red carpet, for those Met Gala stairs, I want to see glitz and glamour and, you know, huge. I want to see, you know, larger than life from the people walking that carpet. It felt too demure. It felt too restricted. And it wasn't the entertainment that we get from the Met Gala.
No, I did. The people that went with color, which I feel like maybe wasn't, I don't know, but I felt like they did well. I liked seeing them. So I saw a few women in colored dresses, but they're not very colored. They weren't patterned. Bad Bunny wore a brown suit and he had a brown, I think it was a Louis Vuitton bag, and I want the bag. But I liked that because he still had that sort of very corporate sort of look and styled that way, but he wasn't wearing black or grey, which they were all wearing. But Rihanna's pregnant again.
I know. Loves to just surprise us with a belly. Good on her. Number three.
Yep. So it goes to show that we're not going to get any music anytime soon, but she is building her family.
Yeah.
And that's nice. I love it.
At the same time. She's building the Fenty Empire. She's a force to be reckoned with, that woman. Now, we've also had a massive announcement come out from Bravo this week, dropping four new shows that are in development. So we've got The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. I know nothing about Rhode Island, so I'm really excited for that. I'm going to be learning about a new part of the US. No idea who the cast might be for that, so that's exciting. We've got Wife Swap Housewife Edition, which I just don't know how that's going to work,
I don't
but
know
I'm
either.
here for it. I don't know, maybe.
I'm here for it, depending on who they cast.
Yeah, it's going to come down to that. Absolutely. It could be, is it going to be funny? Is it going to be butting heads? Because Wife Swap was really about them sort of changing families and then ruffling things up a little bit. So.
I reckon for sure you're going to have Melissa and Joe Gorga on her because
Oh.
they're thirsty. But you know what? He loves being on there as much as her. So, because
True.
you're going to have someone where the family's happy, the husband's happy to be on there, because you
Yeah.
can't have one without. So, I reckon he'll be on there for sure.
So there's that. Ladies of London is getting a reboot. So then the question is always going to be, is Caroline Stanbury going to return to be a part of that? That's exciting. I used to love Ladies of London, so that's really good that that's coming back. I loved the British aristocracy of it all, and just seeing the Americans who were trying to work in that society. Like it was just, yeah, it was a good watch. That's going back like a decade now, so it's nice to see that it's back. And then this one's a little bit of a shock. We've got Shahs of Sunset coming back, but it's not called Shahs of Sunset. They're living in the valley now. So it's the Valley Persian style, I think. I don't know whether that's the final name. Is it too soon, maybe? I mean, it's not too soon for the Shahs, but I wonder making another valley almost spin-off. The valley is so new. I'm a little bit wary of how that will settle. Are we going to have too much happening in the valley? Like, there was something about the fact that they were the Shahs of Sunset in Hollywood.
True. I think it's just following on. I like it because I miss Shahs of Sunset. I miss that sort of, I don't know, it was just a bit different. There was the cultural aspect to it, and I miss it. So I think that because they've grown up, they've got kids, MJ's got kids, Golnessa's got kids, who knows what Reza's doing, but to see that next phase of life, I'm excited for it. I've missed them.
Yeah, it'll be good to have them back. So that's a lot. I wonder if there'll be any cancellations happening or reboots happening of existing Housewives, because to have four new shows dropping, that's significant program changing. Maybe there are some shows that are perhaps going to be put on the back burner for a while, put on pause.
I think the Housewives, what's the trips that they did? Ultimate Girls Trips. I think that's gone.
Yeah.
I think Brandy and it was Brandy, wasn't it?
Yeah, Brandy.
Yeah. They ruined that. So I think that's gone. So they're trying to find their next thing. But it's good because they're actually doing different, they're completely different shows. So I like it.
Now you're watching a show at the moment with my I'm going to call him my movie slash TV husband, John Hamm. I want
Yes.
to hear all about it because I haven't seen it yet.
It's called Your Friends and Neighbors. It's on Disney Plus. It is a good watch. So I love Jon Hamm. I've loved him in everything, and he is a big Bravo fan. So that makes us love him even more. But it's a really good watch. It's something that you can sit and watch with your husband or partner, because obviously I watch so much TV separate to him because he's not into ladies fighting on TV. But this one, it's good. It's an easy watch. It's a series, but it's a weekly release. So at this point, you've probably got about five episodes, I think,
Okay.
to catch up. It's really good.
Yeah, I'll definitely be watching that. I love Jon Hamm. I will watch him in anything. Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.